Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's episode 31.
31 apps old, but not a single app wiser. Hello and welcome to Bud Pod with me, Phil Wang, and him.
Pianovelic.
That's right.
That's who him is.
Pierre has got his South African rugby shirt on, just to so that I can spot him in the crowd.
That's right. Looking as green and gold as possible. That's my mission, listeners. That's what I want.
Big rugby upset yesterday. Pierre, you thought you alerted me too?
Japan beat Ireland.
Japan beats Ireland. The two weird islands on opposite ends of the world fought it out for title of weirdest island.
Which nation of angry monks is the best at this structured impact game?
Which nation of pale fishermen are better at running with a rubber egg in different directions?
I think rubber egg is a fair description.
Of the great stuff that rugby won. In a way, rugby won. But Japan won. I'm always happy to see an Asian side cause an upset.
Yes, especially in a sport where the stereotype is that they shouldn't be good at it.
Yes. Yes. But why shouldn't the Japanese be good at it? I guess they're not very stocky. They're not like a wide set people, aside from sumo wrestlers.
That's the thing, is that people know that the Japanese can get big, but they associate that with also being very fat.
Mm.
So it's a surprise to see. I mean, the captain of the Japanese team is a former Springbok South African player.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. A lot of them live in Japan and moved to Japan a few years ago.
Oh, then they give them Japanese citizenship.
I think they must do,
so that they can play rugby for them.
Yeah. But like, more than half the Japanese side is Japanese.
Yeah.
But they I guess they have the strong martial culture. I assume that's why they started learning rugby.
Martial culture?
Martial as in military.
Oh, I see. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Because that's why the Italians play rugby. Mussolini introduced it.
Oh, really? Just to learn how to take orders?
Take orders, but also it was just felt that it was a more manly, aggressive sport. You have to slam into people and be brave and be tackled, and rather than mincing around just on your little legs.
Right. So the Italians...
There you go. Phil's adjusting his...
Italian interest in rugby now is a Mussolini legacy.
Yes, 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 and that's why like a lot of the South American countries can do it as well. I think because a lot of their aristocracy, I think, was also like Irish or something, or they have some weird reason for like, oh no, like Che Guevara played rugby at school.
Oh really?
Yeah, Che Guevara went to a fancy pants school.
Of course he did. He's a communist.
Yes, of course. Sorry, yeah, you're right. Did he go to an aristocratic boarding school? Is he a communist? Oh, then yes, yes, that is how that works. Yes, I seem to remember from.
I think that you can buy flat caps from tuck shops. I think that's where they get them.
You get a copy of How to Sell Secrets to the Soviet Union, along with a refresher bar and some strawberry whizzers.
A wizard.
A wizard. A communist.
A wizard. Mao's little red book. Wizard.
Goodo. But yes, so big upset. South Africa beat Namibia, which they should always do because Namibia aren't highly ranked.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all fine. That's on course. Wales beat Australia this morning.
That's big.
If you like Australians whining, go on Twitter now.
Okay, great.
Oh.
Great. Oh, no.
It's not fair,
oh,
mate.
Oh, no.
That tickle was never high.
No.
It was a low tickle.
We lost at sport. And we love sport here in Australia. If any Australian listeners would like to email in and compliment me on my accent, we are open to it. The email address is thebudpod@gmail.com. So please send in all your compliments.
All of your wonderful compliments will never be turned down by us. We can ill afford. Thank you to the couple of Bud Pods who I know have come to see Frank Skinner on tour.
Yes, Pierre's on tour with Frank Skinner.
Partially because I'm the opening meet.
Yes, and what a starter.
What a starter.
Don't fill up on Pierre.
That's what I say when I come out.
Oh, really?
Well, I come out and I say, all of you have ordered a Frank Skinner curry, and I am the pappadum tray.
Oh, great. That's nice.
So you can choose what to do with me, but by God, I'm here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Which I think is a confident enough statement, but also a sympathy-inducing enough statement. It's cards on the table.
Exactly, it is. That's all people... People just want an acknowledgement of the fact that you know you're not Frank Skinner.
Yeah. I know that I'm in no way what they wanted, expected, or needed.
Who announces you on stage? Does Frank Skinner announce you on stage?
Tis only me.
So you call... You go at the back, say, please welcome your opening act... Me, Pierre.
I say, what do I say?
Whilst Frank Skinner's backstage getting fanned with a big feather fan, being fed grapes in a velvet hammock.
And then he stands up and there's a long queue of sailors who just come and punch him in the stomach. And he's just there, braced. Going, do it again!
When you said a long queue of sailors, I was like, where's this?
Uh-oh, yeah.
He's about to accuse Frank Skinner of on, yeah. Live on podcast.
Live on podcast. When I'm on the side there, I say we toyed with the idea of Frank introducing me on stage, and then we thought they would get more excited hearing his voice.
Yeah, I think that's a good call.
And it would be an even more devastating blow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To then see me waddle on out there.
It's like just grabbing their dicks and then going and then just letting go.
Yeah.
So I say, hi everyone. Oh, it's Frank. He's got our dicks. Please welcome Pianovelli. Dicks falling out of hands.
Exactly. So I say, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Did I say thank you for coming? Maybe, I don't know. I say, please welcome to the stage your support act for the evening, Pierre Novelli.
Yeah.
And that seems to hit them just fine.
People have a boo?
They don't clap a lot, which is similar to a boo.
It's a boo by omission.
A boo by any other boo would be as boo. they clap only just enough for me to get to the microphone.
Yeah, and in time with your steps, right?
Clap. Yeah.
Clap. They watch your feet.
Clap. Yeah. Clap. 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 Like a sacrifice. And then up on the balcony is the queen. She does the Caesar thumb thing.
I heard that the Caesar thumb thing is actually I saw this when I was young. That was actually the other way around. That if he wanted the gladiator to live, he'd point his thumb down. And
yes,
because them to get killed, he wanted to put it up.
Because when people learn that, they think that they're doing thumbs down, like you were a bad gladiator.
Yeah.
But actually, what he's doing is thumbs down. Don't kill him. Because the person who looks at Caesar is the guy who's leaning over the defeated man.
Right. Yeah.
So if he goes thumbs up, like, yeah, mate, go ahead.
That's such a funny way to get someone to kill someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. That's fine. Cheers. Cheers. Just over the balcony. Cheers. Cheers.
The chin up. Yep. Cheers.
Yeah. Yeah. Cheers. If you could just kill him there.
Doing the do you want a drink face. Do you want a drink? Cheers. Yeah. Kill him.
Yeah, you're going to... miming stabbing. You're going to stab him? Yeah. I don't have to come... Okay, thank you. It sits back down. Oh, that's great. Wow, they really do everything for you here at the Coliseum. Yeah, throwing grapes and things. Do you think what do you think it was like if you were a young emperor or prince or something and you had your first one? You know what I mean?
Oh, your first thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah, well, it must have been a bit spooky where you go like, wow, I with my thumb.
Yeah.
I'm going to.
Yeah, because like that'll probably be when they give you your emperor nickname, like the Merciful or the Killer.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be like, you don't end up being Augustus the Bitch, you know, by letting all too many gladiators
look, the,
survive.
Phil, a lot of Augustus the Bitch's legal reforms were very, they were long overdue.
A lot of our lawsuits are actually based on the work of Augustus the Bitch.
Augustus the Bitch. That's
the Bitchian code that we all live by now.
That's why you can still park on single yellows. That was Augustus.
It's a bitch move. That's where the phrase bitch move comes from.
A bitch move. Yeah, it's named after Augustus the bitch, and it describes a move that is cowardly but still sensible.
Yeah.
It's still not, it's no one saying it's a bad idea. It's just not ballsy.
It's just not ballsy. Yeah, yeah. It's sensible, but it's not very exciting.
Do you want to do shots? Oh, no, thank you. What a bitch move. Yes. You know, a man who knows his history. Ah, it's like it's something that Jacob Rees-Mogg and Boris Johnson quote say. Yes, yeah.
Yeah. We must, in our negotiations with Europe, be bitchin'. That's all the Latin I know now.
The opposition's plans are positively bitchin'. That's something that we should. We're recording this on Monday. Who knows if there'll even be a bloody PM by Wednesday?
The writing of this final season of the UK has got ridiculous.
Someone please turn the UK off and on again.
Please, the main characters. How are they changing actors so much? Oh, gosh.
The casting.
They must be reading the script every day, the cast, and thinking, whoa, is my part going to still be in this tomorrow? Whoa.
Oh, the cameraman must be, his arms are tired. I don't know. Let's extend this metaphor.
Oh, the crossover with 1935 is getting a bit.
Oh, when will the time travelers?
It's good stuff.
Yeah. A greeting to the guy whose name I can't remember who got tagged. We got tagged under his tweet because he did the hack joke.
Oh, yeah.
And do you see he replied? Like, he finally listened to enough BudPod where he was like, fuck you.
All right. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, he was like, I thought you were just tagging for some other reason, but it's because I was doing a hack joke.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, our PodBuds are out there now, vigilant, looking out for people saying that they should turn the UK off and on again.
Yes, a cardinal sin that we cannot begin to tolerate, to be perfectly frank. But yes, we genuinely though they may not there may not be a PM.
Well, he lied to the Queen, of course, which everyone is very thinks is very important. Even though the rest of the time they spend talking about how we shouldn't have a monarchy.
Yes, everyone.
It's all the same people like, oh, why do we have a Queen? And then Boris Johnson fucks up and they go, he lied to our precious granny.
The Queen is like, do you remember in, this isn't needlessly an elaborate way of saying this, but you remember in like Halo or in Unreal Tournament?
Sure.
There'd be like one mega weapon in the map.
Now you're speaking my politics.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like a big old laser bazooka.
Yeah, or like a rail gun or something.
Yeah.
And they would only spawn once.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, that's the Queen.
Yeah.
Whichever side doesn't have it is the one that complains.
Blue team has the Queen. And you go, shit.
Everyone on the right. Fatality. Like,
Blue team lost the Queen.
Killing streak. Yeah, so essentially.
Yellow hair lied to the Queen.
Whenever someone, whichever side is fucking off the Queen, the other side likes the Queen.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Then they just swap.
Yeah.
So, like, if the Queen came out as a Remainer, then all the right-wing people would be like, are we going to let this old woman frustrate the will of the people? And if she came out as Eurosceptic, then they'd be like, yes, even the ancient guardian of the land is on the side of the blah, 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 blah. It's just horseshit. She's a big... A football covered in jewels.
Yeah, she's a foil. She's a little canvas. Romans, lend me your ears. Here follows the latest proclamations from Augustus the bitch. The following behaviors shall from now on be referred to as bitch moves. If ye All right, the tavern, the taberna, and it is ye's round to buy the a wicker bottle of wine, and ye go to the bathroom and wait till someone else buy ye round, and you come back from the bathroom and you say, oh, sorry, it was my round. I went to the bathroom. Did someone buy the... Oh, no, I'll get the next one. Even though you knew that would happen, that is a bitch move. And Augustus applauds ye. If ye are having a fun conversation with the lads and someone says something ironically racist and you know it was meant in good fun, but ye call him out and ye chastise him. And ye make it weird for everyone, even though you knew everyone's just having a laugh and they didn't mean it. That is a bitch move! If ye be at the Colosseum, and a group of youths, teenagers and so forth, are making noise and distracting everyone from the lions eating Catholics, and ye, the teenagers are throwing... their pop flex at ye, and ye do nothing about it. Ye say, ah, kids be kids. That is a bitch move. If ye... If ye own a chariot, and ye do not cover its wheels with spikes, that is a bitch move. If ye... wear underpants under your toga, that is a bitch move. If ye are confronted with a Gaul and ye let them go, that is a bitch move. Here concludes the newest bitch movers. On with your lives, Romans. Mm-hmm.
What do you think of, this is going to be quite a topical pod, I think. Have you been following, what's her name? Naga...
Munchetti?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Munchetti?
I think that's it. Naga Munchetti, the BBC breakfast.
Saying, that's it, because I watched the clip, and they say, she says Donald Trump is racist. And she doesn't even say that.
Yeah, she doesn't.
She's like, almost ridiculously round the houses, for
my
taste.
She's very careful about it.
Yeah. And the other guy keeps dropping her in it.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, sorry, can I just clarify that you really want to be in trouble?
He's like,
Could you say it again? Could you be more in trouble? Sorry, could you just be clear? What a fucking hospital pass. What a piece of shit.
Hospital pass?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's a hospital pass?
It's like if I passed you the ball in rugby when the opposition was already like running at you and was like a meter away from you.
Oh, I see.
So, like, as you catch the ball, they just smash you to pieces.
Oh, as in it sends you to the hospital?
Yes. So they're essentially passing you into a hospital bed.
Just that's funny.
Immediately.
Hospital pass.
Yeah, what a hospital pass that fucker laid down. Sorry, could you just restate what you were saying? That guy's a fucking moron.
She just said that the language Trump used in the tweet where he said certain Democratic... What are they? Senators? No, not senators. What's it? Ilhan Omar and...
Congresswoman,
yeah. Should go back to where they came from. And Naga Munchetti said, that is the kind of thing... What did she even say?
She said, as a woman of color like them, whenever anyone has told me to go back where I came from in the past, it's always been a racist thing.
Yeah.
And then she's saying... She's so careful. She goes... He should be careful about speaking like a racist because the real racists will think it's okay.
Yeah.
It's so vague and indirect a condemnation that it's almost... And then everyone's like...
But then the BBC has listened to complaints saying that she's picking a side about racism.
But also, A, yes, do pick a side.
Mm.
And then B, who's watching that segment? Do you know who's watching that segment and calling in to complain? A racist!
Yeah.
You're watching then, she's going, you know what, when someone shouts at a brown woman from the window of a fucking van, hey, fucking go home, that's racist. And they're watching that going, well, hold on, yeah, but also shut up because you're brown.
Yeah.
They're not complaining because it's inaccurate.
I didn't turn on the TV to be told things. Okay?
Well,
I don't pay my license fee to be told things.
I don't see where on the BBC's founding statement of educate, entertain,
and inform
that it says that I should be learning. That's what I have to say about that.
I only read the word entertain because I'm a slug.
Where are the racist news? Where are the racist news people?
BBC biased against smearing your own shit against a wall and writing an epithet in it.
The MSM. Anyone who says MSM is a slug.
Yeah. You're either a Nazi or a pinko. Either way, you want to murder a whole bunch of people.
Either way, you have a problem with the Jews. That's the one. Yeah. That's the one thing the MSM people can agree on: is that they don't like Jews and they're obsessed with who is a Jew. What is definitely a very healthy way, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I don't think. What's the problem? Just going like, wow, that tends to be something that racists say. That's bad observational comedy. It's so true.
I think people...
No one who says go home ever means go home and have a nice sleep in your bed.
Oi, you! Go home! You look tired! You've been working too much!
Wasn't that one of your bits?
I don't think so.
Someone has a bit about, like...
Well, it's brilliant.
Congrats, whoever you are. Anyway. What do you think?
I think she was perfectly careful enough. I'm always up for BBC neutrality, and I think the BBC should not express any opinion on any world leader, even someone as dreadful as Trump. He has become president of the United States, and the BBC has a responsibility to be complete. Just tell us the facts about that. But and like if Joanna Gosling on 24 Hour News had spoken that way, maybe it would have come across a bit odd. But it's like it's breakfast. It's like BBC Breakfast. The whole point is that it's a little more personal.
Yes.
And that it's a little more honest and a little more candid.
Yes, and also... And
under those parameters, I think she performed perfectly appropriately.
But I also think that... There is a limit to that neutrality, so the BBC shouldn't sit there straight-faced and go, and Kim Jong-un has scored another 1,000 points in basketball. The world leader claims that, you know, there's got to be a point where they sort of go, right, we all know this is a load of fucking shit. Right. Like, when it's tangibly ridiculous.
But then they will, if they told the story of that, they would then go, many have accused the Premier of North Korea of exaggerating.
His skill at basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean...
And that's what I love about BBC News the most, is that they give you just such a little nod and a wink about about who's a fucking idiot.
Or they'll just be like, it claimed that it would be defended by a bodyguard of unicorns, which are, as yet, unseen.
Yeah, it's like, it's so sarky. Yeah. That's why I love BBC News.
That's true.
But like, I think the main point is that this was BBC Breakfast, and the whole point is that it's a little more...
Loose. Yes, which is exactly the sort of thing that a bored, unemployed racist would watch.
Yeah.
And then have the energy... They have the energy to call in and complain about it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I do.
If you send in a complaint about anything, you're a slug. If you write up a complaint and send it in about anything, you're a piece of work.
Dear BBC, I was outraged. And also, like, all those people on Twitter going like, yeah, well, I'm not paying my license fee anymore. And you go, you are, because you'll go to jail. And you're a coward. If you're just saying that, you're saying that because you've heard Jeremy Clarkson say it,
yeah,
or something. Like, it's not, you absolutely won't, because the reason I know that is because all the people who generally say, well, no more license fee from me then, are way too old and crusty and bad at Twitter to know how to have a Netflix account.
Sure.
So if they want to watch TV, those crusties better have a license fee.
Yeah. Stupid old crusties. Krusty's the Clowns. Voting every year.
I met two people outside of the gig I did in Grimsby.
Mm-hmm.
Grimsby. And I think it was Grimsby. Maybe it was Hull.
I mean, how much chance do you have if you call yourself Grimsby?
Yeah. It's not... it's like a name from a fantasy book. Grimsby. where things are grim. But these two guys afterwards were like having a chat to me, and they were very nice.
Oh, sure.
But they were saying like such emphatic Brexit things that it was even Stevens on whether or not it was a joke.
Yeah.
For some reason, we were talking about Australian customs.
Yeah.
And I was saying, I've seen them, like, Australian customs, they're so strict. Like, they drag people aside and, like, fling their bags open. And you'll just see, like, an Australian customs employee just, like, screaming in, like, an old Asian lady's face because she's got a bag of seeds in a shoe or something. Like, red in the face. You've got to move over there! Like, rage at their airport job.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's fucking insane. It's like a fortress, that whole island. They've just fortified Australia, you know. And they were, and then one of them said, that'll be us on November the 1st.
Right. But like looking forward to it.
Well, just in that intonation. So you go, I can't tell.
Oh, right. I see.
I can't tell whether you're saying like, yeah, that's probably how mad things will go.
Mm.
Or I can't wait. So I was there like, haha, yeah.
Yeah. So you have to just be very neutral about all your responses.
That prediction is interesting.
Yes, you did say that.
Ooh. And then
that is an opinion.
One of them followed me on Twitter, and they think must have unfollowed me pretty quickly if he actually looked at my feed.
Yeah.
Because I clicked through like, oh, you have a new follower from tonight. And I clicked through, and the guy was sharing a petition for no deal.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Wow. It's like, oh, you're the real deal.
You're the real no-deal deal.
You're the real no-deal deal deal.
You're the no-deal real deal.
You're just going like, sign this petition to shoot me in the head.
It's like that fucking guy in...
I don't want a job, but I don't have the courage to quit.
It's like that guy in Germany who put out a message on, fucking Reddit or whatever saying, please come over and eat me.
Yeah,
and someone did.
Yeah, on all the cannibal websites.
Oh man, that's what no deal is. Please sign this petition, and we'll eat ourselves. Please, come eat me.
Please come eat my dick. Chop it off and cook it, and chop me up into little bits.
Imagine wanting that had to happen to you.
But imagine like, there's one thing to say, I'm so into this as a fetish that I pleasure myself to the abstract notion of being eaten.
Mm.
But then the lack of logic of going like, well, once I'm dead, I can't keep wanking to being eaten.
I like the idea.
I'll be poo.
I like the idea that...
I'll be poo by then.
I like the idea that he got this guy to eat his penis.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh yeah, this is so hot. And then went to reach for his dick to wank himself off and then realized he don't have a dick anymore. Oh, I haven't thought this through.
That's when he looked at the camera and went, Mondays.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Ring,
letters,
emails,
phone
calls,
correspondence.
Correspondence.
Yes, yes. Thank you for continuing to talk to us and send in your emails and tweets and stuff. We do appreciate it. We'd have nothing to read if you didn't.
We would be sat here reading the phone book like magicians or people trying to make a point or people with OCD.
Mm-hmm. And we are all those things, actually.
We are all of those things. Frank gets in touch.
Frank Skinner.
Unfortunately for us, it is not Frank Skinner. However, someday...
You know, he'd be a fun guest. Would he do it?
Maybe, yeah.
Ask him in the car, would you?
I'll ask him in the car. Hey, Frankie baby, I'll say.
Frankie baby.
Frankie baby. Frank gets in touch, and Frank says, hi there, buddy peas. After listening to your last pod, episode 29, this guy's... Well, this is... Anyway. was shocked when you both announced you are 29 and 28 years of age.
Mm.
Being a 30-year-old, obviously no one younger than me should be this successful and funny.
Well, sorry, but we are and we do.
We are successful and funny and we do successful and funny. Not going to lie, I was a little bit annoyed. Surely all the poo chat can only come from years and years of crafting your wit. But it got me thinking.
Yes, our stuff is a lot more mature. We're beyond our years in wisdom. Wise beyond our age.
Yeah, what was our material when it was immature? Jesus Christ. It was just audio of us farting and pooing. Now we just discuss it.
Yeah, now at least there's commentary and analysis.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But it got me thinking that the reason people often assume that artists and comedians and bum-bum chatters they enjoy are older than themselves is because normally we all have a much younger internal brain.
I think that's a very good point. I mean, it's true. Yeah.
He says, mine personally is 15.
Okay.
Which is why I still love emo playlists,
mm-hmm.
Scrubs, the TV show,
yeah.
Toilet-based pods, and jacking it.
Of course. Yeah, the jacking it never really goes away. Can't wait for when it does. Gosh, the things I will achieve when I don't need to jack it anymore.
Be like, hey Phil, what did you get up to today? And you'd be like, I've built 100 different scale models of various spacecraft. And, like just. So...
And all I had to do was feed my penis to a German cannibal. I just went on Gumtree.
This secret to success will blow your mind. Click here. Frank says, just wondered
prostitutes hate him. This man is eating people's penises away so that they can spend more time on their
Silicon Valley billionaires are having their penises eaten so they can devote more time to their startups. Just wondered what age do you think...
Startup is what I call an erection. Anyway, sorry.
That's what your pickup line. Would you like to invest in a startup? just wondered what age do you think your internal brains are?
It's a good question. I feel like when I'm traveling around on my own, I have the sort of wide-eyed innocence and gullibility of 15.
Okay.
You know. In my professional life, I have the sort of irritable apathy of someone in their 50s.
Oh, yeah?
I don't want to do that.
Like someone who has
I just get frustrated with people and stuff, you know.
But what, like the kind of guy who has driving gloves.
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Come on, Patricia.
Yeah, get it. Yeah, and when people are slow in front of me, it's not hard.
That's fair.
So I'm very old in those senses. In the bedroom. How old is the guy in 50 Shades of Grey?
I think he's 40, but I don't know.
Okay, I think I'm around 40 in the bedroom.
Okay.
I'm like, I know what I'm doing now. I'm pretty confident. I know what I want.
You have a brand.
I have a brand. But I'm not going to pressure anyone into doing anything weird. Because I don't really want that myself. I've got to wake up in the morning. And if you want to go to sleep, I'd rather just go to sleep.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm 40s would be my thing. That's my sex age, maybe.
Oh, that's good. I don't know.
I'm 15 in the streets, 40 in the sheets.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't want to be 15 in the sheets. First of all, it's a crime. And secondly, maybe... In terms of stamina, but then people don't want stamina after a certain point.
Yeah, people have things to do.
We're all busy. We're all Londoners.
Yeah.
Londoners. In London, they have a... in London, people have sex using those chess clocks.
Chuck.
Click, your move.
Oh!
Click. Right, time to get out the tube.
Yeah. And then when someone doesn't come quick in London, you go...
It's always tourists.
Yeah, it's always tourists taking ages
taking
to come.
Taking forever to come. Taking photos of everything.
Can never find their genitals.
I think my internal age, yeah, it's maybe I can combine it by saying a grouchy 15-year-old.
Mm.
Maybe. I'm aiming to be for if I did really well at whatever they call it, self-actualization or something, then I could spend the rest of my life as a calm 36-year-old.
That's a dream.
If you could be 36, because it's just enough energy that you're up for a party, but also, you know, you're awake early enough to go to the gym.
You're not going to fool yourself into staying too long at the party. You know when it's over for you.
You know that, you can leave at half.
That could be 3 a.m. That could be 10:30.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can judge it because you've 36. You've had enough time to learn.
You know yourself.
Yeah.
One funny thing I've realized is that if I'm with someone who's taller than me, I regress to being very childish because. And the thing I realized, because the last time anyone was really taller than me, I was a child.
Really?
Because I'm quite tall. It's rare that someone is taller than me. So, like, my friend Matt, you know Matt.
Yes.
Tall Matt.
Lovely tall Matt. Matt is taller than me.
Yeah, he's a very tall man. But I get really cheeky and childlike around him. Because I feel like I'm a kid again, because someone's taller than me.
That's really funny.
And so I like, I get really silly and I get really naughty and I like winding him up. And
well, that's when you started your dance.
Yes, I don't know if you all saw this. It's on my Instagram actually, Podbuds.
And it's a GIF now.
I made a GIF. I got a GIF app and I made a GIF of me doing this sort of sexy dance.
If we could spread it around, if people could start using it as a GIF, it's on Twitter.
Yeah, it's a sort of like a little shimmy plus a belly dance. Plus mating ritual.
It's phenomenally unsettling.
Yeah, because there's actually a lot more going on that first meets the eye. At first you think, oh, he's just sort of stepping side to side, but you look at my hips, and there's actually a lot going
on. There's a lot going on. Yeah. It's a busy dance.
And it's actually quite hard to imitate.
It is. I couldn't do it. I tried for ages. It's so difficult. It's harder than flossing.
Yeah, I wanted it to be the next flossing. I wanted it to be the next big craze.
If you could just... Genuinely, because, you know, you're doing well. You could tweet Fortnite and be like, can you
add...
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that what made flossing huge, Fortnite?
I think it was Fortnite or one of those games where it was like a taunt, like a character taunt.
Yeah.
You know.
Did it start there? Dance.
I don't know if it started there.
But right, it picked up on it and just sent it...
I think so. Will gets in touch. And he says, hola, Buddington Peas.
Nice.
I have a friend who is Welsh. Make of that what you will. That's not
congratulations.
That's not the whole email.
Okay.
He delights in telling a story about being very drunk in central London following a Welsh rugby victory.
His friend or him?
His friend. Okay. His friend. He was so drunk that his body tried to sabotage him with a rapid brown trouser mistake.
Again, he was drinking cider. We uncovered this recently.
It's got to be cider poops.
Cider poops. Welsh
or
cider.
IPA.
Oh, okay. IPA.
I poo.
That's what IPA stands for, is I poo out my ass. The out my is not included in the initialization.
I poo a great deal on IPA. Happily, he managed to untrouser himself in time for the offending bum protest to hit fresh air rather than his Batman pants. But the conundrum was not so easily solved. The wipe. He had unloaded in a dark, shady place of dirty secrets, but there was nothing to hand for cleanup. His solution is both impressive, but also brutal and horrifying. He wiped his ass on the corner of a building.
No, I hate it. I hate it. Stop vandalizing our beautiful country. And our wonderful city.
The corner of a building.
I mean, it is perfectly shaped to really get in there. It's a sharp old corner. Just shove it in the crack.
I'm picturing brick.
Yeah, so it's porous. It's got grip.
You've exfoliated?
Yes.
Probably the first time your anus has been directly exfoliated in its life.
Probably got a very very smooth brown star now.
God. It's like polished granite now. God, that's desperate times.
I could see my face in it.
Sorry, can I just check my makeup in your ass? Now, this is interesting. Joe gets in touch.
Joe, yo-ho-ho, and a bottle of Joe.
And a cup of Joe. Greetings, Wangeli.
I like that. Wangeli's very nice. We sound like a Renaissance master.
Yes, I think you can tell by the cracks here in the linseed oil varnish that it's a Wangeli. If you look here, the chiaroscuro of the various figures, the sharp... shadows underneath the bum bum that's pooing. It's a Wangeli. Or at the worst by one of his more talented students. Greetings, Wangeli. I was listening to a recent edition of the pod the other day when Phil's story of a particularly terrible show brought my world crashing down around me.
Oh. Interesting. Yeah. Which show would this have been?
The one where The Guardian was in.
Oh.
As he described the process by which he inadvertently pissed all over himself after trapping a rivulet of wee-wee in his urethra,
right. Yeah.
My blood turned cold.
Oh, so did the piss, actually. Really quick.
My blood turned cold. I have been doing this my entire life.
Oh, and you didn't realize until...
Not every day, and not to a degree that necessitated a regular change of pants, but present enough to notice. I had always presumed that these were the moistened sneezes of a dejected and defective member, and kept these sordid details to myself.
Moistened sneezes.
Mostly due to a combination...
That's like golden slumbers. Moistened sneezes fill your eyes.
Moistened sneeze. Do 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 do.
Ba dum ba dum da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba. Moistened sneeze. Wetting your pants.
Oh fuck. He kept it to himself, right, his whole life, mostly due to a combination of shame and apathy.
And however, confusion, by the sounds of it.
Yeah, well, he's just thought, this guy's thought his whole time, I've got a broken dick. And like all men, has never sought medical help. However, Phil has given me the chance to live life anew. I will now make the best efforts to fully evacuate my willy tubes.
Oh, has he been closing up his urethras and not realizing it?
He's been piss dribbling. Like he says, not every day and not to a degree that necessitated regular change of pants, but present enough to notice.
Oh, great.
But the whole time he's thought, my dick's broken.
Wow.
He didn't realize that the tube...
Is the elastic of your pants is closing up your wee hole.
This whole time he's been like, I'm so ashamed of the fact my dick can't do its full wee-wee.
That's why we have to take shame out of the equation, folks. Shame kills.
People have to talk.
Let's talk. Talk about it.
We've saved a life.
Bud Pod is saving lives.
Saving lives. People!
One wee at a time.
I will now make the best efforts to fully evacuate my willy tubes.
Good.
Willy Tubes, of course, another fantastic jazz player from the 1930s.
Really move the form forwards.
I think Willy Tubes did play with Brown Squiggles. I think they started out together in Baltimore.
Oh, yeah.
Willy Tubes and Brown Squiggles. Thus ensuring an end to the pained existence of stained briefs and dampened testicles.
Gosh.
Keep on jacking it, Joe.
Well, I'm so glad I could help, Joe. And
God bless you, Joe.
Your nethers are drier than ever. That's incredible that you would have... Because those pants were soaked. And it was horrible walking around with them in them for 2-3 hours that I had to be out.
I think depending on the angle of the dick and the strength of the elastic band of the pants... More or less, we will be held back.
Right. But the sounds of it, not so much has been held back in Joe's life.
Yes, I think you, in that incident, due to your distracted mindset, you were holding back a full chamber's worth.
Yeah, a quart.
Yeah, a full rifle round.
A double shot.
Of whiz-was.
An American free pour of wee.
New from Iceland is the new German cannibal range. As easy bake Iceland frozen dicks. Are you tired of having to craft your own individual dicks from meeting a man on the internet who wants to be eaten and you have to get into your house and you drink and you maybe do some drugs and you tie him up and you chop his dick off and you cook it? It takes forever. We're not all like grandma with time on our hands. Now you can buy a tray of frozen ready dicks. That you can just pop into the oven and cook. It's only 30 minutes. We've parboiled them before we freeze them. It keeps the nutrients in of the dicks. And also there will be, we have a tray of ears, and also garlic ears. Because who has time to chop garlic and the ears from the skull of, another cannibal fetishist? Don't ask where we get them from. They're from somewhere else. Don't worry about it. Just enjoy the tray of hot dicks. Okay? Guten Appetit!
Yeah, here we go. We have another side quest from Rob.
Oh, great. We haven't had a side quest for a while. In case you've forgotten, a side quest is just a little mission in life that you stumble upon unexpectedly.
Yeah, that's some weirdo foists upon you in public. Hi, PP.
Hello. What's this person's name?
Rob.
Rob. Good job, Rob.
Nice. Love the podcast. Have been binging to catch up. Since I found the pod a week ago, wow, I thought I could inform you of my insane, scary side quest.
Oh, great.
I woke up and wanted a bacon sandwich at an ex's house. I assume he means he woke up at an ex's house and wanted a bacon sandwich, as opposed to I woke up in my own home and needed to eat a bacon sandwich at my ex's house.
Gotta get an Uber. Go to my ex's house.
She always had the best bacon. I woke up and wanted a bacon sandwich at an ex's house. I knew there was a shop about 10 minutes away, so I set off a walkin' to the town centre. I was in a student-heavy area, and everything seemed fine. And suddenly a shrill yet gruff-voiced lady, a very large lady, shouted at me, "Can you help me? I'm in pain! I need help!"
Shrill and gruff.
Yeah.
What is that?
Can you help me?
It's Yoda.
It's
like a, help I need!
Help I need! Please to be helping me now.
Or a shrill yet gruff is like a Monty Python woman.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Hello, I'm a lady.
So she goes,
"Can you help me? I'm in pain and I need help."
I looked and I thought, fuck this, I need an excuse. But before I had a chance to say my excuse, she grabbed my arm and linked her
licked
arm with
her.
It. Link, oh, right. Link.
She grabbed your arm and licked her own.
So they've linked arms and she said, "Take me to the clinic, it's not far." And I had no choice now, so I agreed.
That is so much like an early side quest in Assassin's Creed or something.
Yeah, where you go, oh no, my character's walking speed is so slow and I have to evade things even though I'm slow. Terrified I would be murdered by this large, druggy-seeming lady, I walked arm-in-arm with her, terrified. Although, obviously, she could tell, and to try and soothe me, she said, "Don't worry, I'm not going to rob you. There's too many cameras anyway."
Right.
Which is very reassuring to when someone says they're not going to rob you because they're hyper aware of how many cameras there are.
I'm not going to kill you. People would find out.
Yeah. Here.
It's not the right place to murder you. Don't worry.
I know where all those places are and this ain't one.
It might be where we're going now.
After what felt like a whole lifetime, she let go. We reached the clinic, she let go, and I started to taste freedom. And then she realized that the clinic was actually shut and started shouting for me to come back and help her again. I ran like the fucking wind, bought some brown sauce and walked the long way around back. So he's avoided the second part of the side quest there.
Yeah.
Bonus points.
I wonder what the second part might have been.
Yes, because she wanted to go to the clinic for presumably some sort of heroin substitute.
Yeah, and good on you for taking her there.
Mm. But well, after that, I mean,
it's, yeah, after that, it's a free-for-all.
Home time? Just to go to home?
Go to home, go to the shops, go to a murder alley, go to somewhere with fewer cameras.
Yeah, fewer cameras and more murder possibilities.
Mm-mm-mm. I think that's a point in the game where you have to pick the no option. Sorry, I can't do that right now. But then you come back 3 years later and she's still on the spot waiting for you to continue.
Yeah, and then you just play 1,000 games of Gwent with her on the steps of the clinic. How about a game of Gwent? Okay. And they just nod, even though they're visibly on fire. Never no time for a card game. I would love an Edinburgh Fringe show, which is just Witcher references. I think it would sell out for at least one night. Oh, there's another side quest.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, someone who turned it down. Dave gets in touch.
Hi, Dave. Brave Dave.
Well,
or maybe not.
Well, hello, B-Pitties. I've been gorging on your pods, which is sexy.
Yeah. Bursting in your mouth like ripe cherries.
Ooh, Phil, all I want is a lady to gorge on my pods. Horrible.
Careful, my pods are quite sensitive.
Oh, my pods! No, can you not? Don't do that to my pods.
Please don't gorge on my pods. So Dave's been gorging on our pods and regularly sniggering and waking up the baby, open brackets, my baby.
Oh, I'm sorry, baby.
Yeah, I'm glad it was just the baby of the holiday. He says, I'm only up to episode 16, so maybe side quests won't be relevant anymore, but here it is.
No, it's good to be reminded.
I'm sorry-ish to say that I turned down a potential side quest. I was night walking with a buddy, suspicious.
As in walking in the fashion of a medieval knight?
Oh, like heavy steps,
yeah.
Clanking.
Kronk, kronk.
I presume in the evening.
Yeah, nocturnal.
In the darkness.
And a car suddenly pulled up next to us. A guy got out and asked if we could please drive his car to the police station because his friend needed it there, but he didn't have time to do it.
What? That is mad.
We politely declined the offer with fumbled excuses, but still trying to keep it cool. Yeah, no, sorry, mate. Haven't got the time because we've got a, you know. He politely accepted that we weren't the guy's droids he was looking for. Guy/droids?
Yeah,
supposed to be there?
Yeah.
Got back in the car and drove off. Not a second goes by that I don't wonder about the adventure that may have unfolded.
I mean, what? So he's expecting people to go, yeah, I'll... I mean, what is in that car?
Drugs, please, surely.
But then why would he hand over a loaded, lovely, valuable drugs to...
Maybe he's just like, I can't sell these, I have to just offload.
There's a body in that boot. That's what it is. It's
my friend needs this car.
He
and I don't have time.
But then why would he want the body delivered to the police so that?
But like, if his friend is at the police station and needs a car, it's because his friend has been arrested and is only just being released.
Right.
Surely. But and also, why would you literally just get out? Yeah, but that can't be right either, right? Because you'd stop and go like, "Hey, can I entrust my entire car to you, a random guy?"
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That is mad.
It's got to be a body or some fucked up.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a stolen car and it's just a way of returning a stolen car once you realize it's stolen. Like, shit, this is stolen. I can't return it myself.
Oh, yeah, that must be it. That'll be it. Yeah.
Because the guy's gone, oh, shit, this car's hot, as they say on the streets.
Yeah.
This car's hot.
Why couldn't he just leave it somewhere?
Because he'd be on the CCTV, maybe, or... Maybe he thought, like, oh, if they spend all their time talking to these bozos...
Maybe he's actually very considerate. He wants the car to go back to his rightful owner.
Maybe he's doing...
This car is stolen, oh no!
Maybe he's got some unreasonable mate who's stolen it.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, oh, fucking Billy! You stole the car again!
Old Billy Carjack.
Yeah, and it's like... And that's going to endanger some larger thing. I'm trying to sell weed,
okay.
Bill!
Yeah.
You're stealing cars.
We always said don't fuck with cars.
What was the rule? As they like kept shooing him with like really nice shiny shoes. They always kick the guys up with shiny shoes.
No wheels, just peels. You knew the rules.
You knew the rules when you signed up to my operation. No wheels, just the peels.
No cars, just jars of drugs. What else is there?
Oh, there's got to be more.
No, there aren't.
What rhymes with vehicles?
What rhymes with heroin? It's crack, not carjacking. Not great.
It's crack-a-lacking, not carjacking. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right, I guess.
That's the pod.
Yes, thank you so much for listening.
And goodbye.
Okay. please keep sending in your correspondence and have a great week. We'll see you next week with episode 32.
32.
Wow. Ooh.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.